This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A new U.S. delivery aid to Gaza is set to begin, a massive ship heading to the eastern Mediterranean, loaded with gear and construction of a floating pier to deliver aid to Gaza in the ongoing conflict. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
The United States Army deployed a vessel from Virginia to the Mediterranean carrying equipment to build a temporary pier. While it will likely be weeks, with some estimates as high as 60 days before the pier becomes operational, the plan is to have a floating base of operations to deliver aid to Palestinian territories. The United Nations says a quarter of Gaza's population faces starvation. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says tens of thousands of Hamas terrorists have been killed during Israel's war in the Gaza Strip. More from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Netanyahu said on Sunday at least 13,000 quote-unquote terrorists were among Palestinians killed and vowed to press ahead with an offensive in the south of the enclave, a move U.S. President Joe Biden has described as his red line. Nearly 31,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza during the five-month-long war. Hamas dismisses Israel's toll for militants as an attempt to portray what it calls fake victories. Biden and his aides have urged Netanyahu in strong terms not to launch a major offensive in Rafah until Israel crafts a plan for mass evacuation of civilians. More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million people are sheltering in the Rafah area. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The leader of Yemen's branch of Al-Qaeda is dead. That's according to the militant group Sunday. They didn't give any details, though. Khalid Ali Batarfi had a $5 million bounty on his head by the U.S. government. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the U.S. is flying forces to Haiti for embassy security and some evacuations.
The U.S. military says forces started landing at the embassy in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, Sunday, evacuating non-essential personnel. Gangs mainly control the neighborhood around the U.S. compound where violence has been rampant and deadly. Guyana's President Mohamed Irfan Ali, chairman of CARICOM, is inviting select world leaders, including the U.S., to meet Monday.
The situation on the ground remains dire and is of serious concern to us.
Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who is facing calls to resign or form a transitional council, has been unable to return home after traveling abroad trying to secure a UN-backed police force with no success. I'm Julie Walker.
Religious leaders have seen the crescent moon in Saudi Arabia, home to the holiest sites in Islam, marking the start of the holy fasting month of Ramadan. AP's Regan Garcia reports in this period of religious reflection, family get-togethers, and giving across the Muslim world.
As they savor the traditions, the troubles faced by fellow Muslims are never far from anyone's mind. This year, the war and hunger in Gaza cast a dark shadow over the celebrations. In Rafah, people are seen carrying on with their prayers within the rubble of a mosque that was destroyed. Muslims try to avoid conflict and focus on acts of charity during the holy month. However, the war in Gaza is looming large over this year's Ramadan for many Muslims. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Portugal's political future is hanging in the balance after a general election that left two moderate mainstream parties closely contesting the race and an unprecedented surge in support for a populist party that finished third. They will have to wait weeks for a decision on the winners as a counting of votes cast abroad decide the distribution of four seats. Police in northern England say they have removed 34 bodies from a funeral home and arrested a man and woman on suspicion of fraud and preventing lawful burials. The arrest Sunday follows several days of investigation at legacy funeral directors in Hull and two related funeral homes. Police say they arrested 46-year-old man and a 23-year-old woman on suspicion of preventative or prevention of a lawful and decent burial, fraud by false representation, and fraud by abuse of position. An email sent to the funeral home seeking comment was not immediately returned, and a phone listed for the business rang unanswered. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.